Hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I mean, thank you so much. I'm going to chat for him.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Nick.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good.
All right, so what seems to be going on?
I got a Night Owl security system, and it says to plug the Wi-Fi NVR, I think that's what they call it, into the router. And the router is the tall white one, right?
Yes. I mean,
okay.
It should be...
What's the box? What does the box do that's called ATRAN or...
So it should be a short kind of like flat square box, right?
It's called ADTRAM, and it has pictures on the front of it. It's got a power button. It's got like a looks like a sun, and then it looks like maybe it could be TV. Then there's another couple lights that are not blinking, which is phone. I don't have phone connected with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a, I think that's for the TV, right?
That's for the
actual.
So that's the modem. That's what brings the fiber into the house. And then that plugs
correct.
Into,
okay.
that plugs into the router.
And then the white cord is the Ethernet, cord. And that plugs into the router and the router powers up and then the signal goes from there.
Yep.
Okay. So if I plug in through 1 through 4, on the back of the router,
mm-hmm.
I should have a signal.
Yeah.
Without putting in my password.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not working. So I don't know if it's the router or it's the cord or I used to have a whole bunch of these cords. I throw all the shit out because I was getting tired of hanging on to them.
Okay.
But when I go onto the device and I go to punch on, it says, I'll tell you what it says. I'll do it again here. It basically says, in order to see the pictures on your phone, you got to plug into the, I'll punch on a thing. It says camera access. In order to get access to the camera settings and live view, you must connect your recorder to the internet by plugging the Ethernet cable to the back of the device. And I can do is write, okay. And that's all my options are. And I have it plugged into the back of the unit. And I have it plugged in the back of the router. So I don't know what the heck I'm – there's no other plugs in the back of the unit. I mean, it can't
yeah.
– it's the unit is blinking blue, and it has done – it has tried to blink – it was solid blue for a while. And then where the Ethernet cable goes into the back of the unit, it's one light is green – and the other light is a yellow, blinking like a yellow-orange light.
Yeah.
On the back of the router, it is a, well, pretty steady green. Every so often, it kind of flickers.
Yep. So that's correct. I'm looking at your device now, and I do see the camera connected to the router. I see a connection
uh-huh.
to it, and I see it labeled as Night Owl Security Camera.
Okay, that's what we're trying to do, right? So
yes.
You're saying it is connected.
Yeah, it seems like it's connected. It says it has excellent connection to the router. So I'm not sure why it's not why the app's kind of giving you that error.
Okay. I know that they said that they prefer. I got this for Christmas last year.
Mm-hmm.
I just put it together yesterday, and
yeah.
we were on it for like 6 hours, and and then it says they want you to connect to the internet to get the latest firmware updates.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if that's a sticky point. But as soon as I plug into the router, it should start downloading all that information if needed.
Yeah. Yeah. It would make sense for it to be updating now. So I'm not sure if maybe it's
right.
not connecting because it's currently updating.
Hmm. Okay. So is my call the Night Owl company now?
I'd try them.
Unplug everything and unplug the router, unplug the unit, then plug it back in, and then see if it reboots.
I could, have you unplugged it since you plugged it in the first time?
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to see maybe unplug the camera service from the router and just plug it back in, see if that like maybe kind of resets it. So the app
wait like 10 seconds or no?
Yeah.
I'm unplugged now.
Okay.
Does it take you a minute to see what I'm to know that I'm no longer connected?
Yep, I see it is now off the router.
Okay. So should just plug in any one, 1 through 4 doesn't matter.
It shouldn't matter which one.
Okay. I'm having no luck so far with any of them. So, mm-hmm. All right, I'll plug it back in. That's number 3.
All right.
Okay, I'm in. It's a green light and it's kind of blinking.
Yep.
And it's slowing down. Well, it's still kind of still fluttering a little bit. Yeah, still right. Like it. You got it, Adam?
I see it back online, yeah.
Okay. I punch in my code. Home at VNR nearby. I mean, it's got a lock button on it, too. I have it unlocked at the moment. I wonder if I should lock it.
Okay.
All right. Gosh. Technology, man.
Yeah, I know.
I gave you credit. Auto unlock. I'll kick that off. It will automatically unlock the device when you are within. All right. That's just, I guess, if I'm near it. And then I punch on one of the cameras, and it says, in order to get access to the camera settings must and live view, you must connect your recorder to the internet.
Okay.
So no dice.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it's giving you this kind of...
Okay.
Error because
but it's not you guys then it's hey good morning bud it's you think it's a night owl question then at this point
yeah I'd reach out to them and see if they know a reason why because it would be one thing if like I saw a hardwired device and I didn't like see like it wasn't recognized by the router but the fact that it can recognize that device is like the night owl security I'd say maybe it's something weirder on their side because it seems like it should be working.
Right.
So I want to see maybe if they have an explanation, like maybe it's not up yet because maybe it is receiving downloads right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you said you bought it like a year ago, it might be a bit behind on like some system updates.
Right, right.
So maybe.
But if it's not receiving, oh, you're saying that just by leaving it plugged in, I believe I must have plugged in last night, you know, all night. So I mean, it should have, if it was receiving a signal from the router,
mm-hmm.
It should have, I would think, have been updated by now.
Okay, I gotcha.
But, all right, well, let me, I appreciate the time. Let me, I guess, reach out to them, and they were hard to, oh, checking for new firmware, it said a second ago.
Oh, okay.
And then the TV does show all the cameras up, and, you know, cause I got them all plugged in my living room here.
Okay.
And it shows them all coming online. But I just can't get it to go to the phone.
Okay.
Then it says inactive. It says home VNR. It says inactive. Now, it's the first time it's ever said that. Oh, now it says nearby. Okay. Maybe it just I unplugged the night owl again, and then I tried that. But, okay.
Okay. Maybe it's like an app issue. I'm not sure. Because if you say it seems like it's recognizing all the devices, but it's just weird on your phone. Maybe it's just
correct.
Like an app issue.
Okay.
Yeah. So maybe Night Owl would have to like open a ticket or something for you. Maybe it's like something weird with your account.
Okay. Yeah. There's no account per se.
Yeah.
You know, that's the whole idea. Like I got it at Sam's Club. I think a lot of it like gas stations and shit buy these because it has so many terabytes of storage. You're not paying a monthly service fee to like Ring and you know all the other ones.
Gotcha.
That you have to pay a yearly fee for them to have recording. You can look back when you're not present. You know, if you're not right in the moment seeing somebody stealing something, then no one knows. But this way, the cops can you know take it and rewind this thing back to a certain date and see who is in your yard at a certain time.
Gotcha.
But,
okay.
And that's what that was the advantage of this, was not having to pay a yearly, never-ending, you know, a service that, you know, records.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Yeah. All righty then. I will reach out to them and if you're seeing that it's loaded, the router itself, you think is good? I guess that's
yeah.
my question.
Okay. Yeah, I think everything's good on our end.
Okay.
I just seem like from what you've described to me, it seems like maybe just like an app issue.
Okay.
But if they say if they redirect you back to us, just feel free to give us a call back. We'll take a deeper look into it.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yep.
Is there a better way to contact you guys, or because she didn't? Maybe she's new, but she really didn't know anything, or at least she wasn't sure what the router was compared to the bot box.
We don't have a direct number, but just like the 855 Archtop is the best way to contact us.
And do I just kind of surpass to it? Do I say to her or somebody else that answers, can I just talk directly to a rep or something or no?
Yeah. I mean, if you'll talk to one of them, and if it needs to be escalated to us, it'll be escalated to us.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate the time.
Yeah, of course. No offense, but hope this will be the last time we talk today.
Yeah, sounds like a plan. All right.
All right. You have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye.